Government-funded schools set up to train people for a variety of technical jobs taught by professionals with work experience under their belts seems like a natural, but it's a concept that at one point in this country had to be invented, and it was 100 years ago in Racine, the nation's first technical college. Back then they were called continuation schools, was established here in 1911. At age 98, Richard Hansen is one of the school's oldest living alumni. He went on to support a family as a tool and die maker and remains grateful for the training he received.
I was glad for the training that I got in the vocational school, and I was glad for the instructors that I keep telling you, they were top-notch.
While the nature of work has changed over the years, the core mission of the state's technical colleges really hasn't, according to Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht.
Our focus is on what we can do to help support our community and re-engage individuals in the workforce. The workforce requirements have changed, certainly. A lot of that, again, based on some of the technological changes. But I think our mission and our focus is probably something that is going to stay with us even for the next 100 years.
Albrecht notes that while the first year of the state's technical colleges helped usher in the industrial era, these days the focus is helping workers shift to a knowledge-based economy. For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Racine, I'm David Cole.